Right, we're into our second hour. Hugh Stevens up at midnight. Loads of big records between now and then for you. And of course, James Vincent McMorrow doing some stuff live for us in the studio.
Whoa. Sorry. I've got to stop this record. Hi, listeners. Chris Moyles here. Hi. This is Grimmy singing Miley Cyrus.
Hands up, they're playing my song, you know it's gonna be okay.
He loves it.
Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
One more time.
Hands up, they're playing my song, you know it's gonna be okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
Brilliant. Okay, back to the record.
Wow. Thank you, Chris.
Nick Grimshaw. BBC Radio 1.
Can you handle that? That just happened? He did say this morning when I was in there that he was going to do that. And I thought, he won't remember to do that. I wonder if there's more. We've not checked. Did you know, Cara? Tell me the truth.
I had no idea. I swear.
Are you sure? Because this, if I was listening, I'd be like, oh, it's one of those wacky things where they're like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. But I didn't. I was actually on the phone getting an update on Raingate. See what's happened to my flooded house. Gillian just said, by the way, if you want an update, she said, oh, it's absolutely fine now. There's a couple of holes in your ceiling and all your walls are wet, but everywhere else is fine. Cool. Just my room. Wicked. What are you saying, Chatty? We're on the radio. Brought Liv in, my niece. Tonight's just having a chat. Is that you all right over there? She's like, oh, sorry. We're on the radio. Pipe down. Bloody hell, I'll get the back of my hand in a minute. So thank you to that for Moyles. This morning I was on with him. And I really, really enjoyed it, actually. I thought I'd be a little bit grumpy, actually, going in, because I obviously don't finish here till midnight and I didn't go to sleep till about 1:30 last night. And then I had to wake up at, like, 7:15 or something. But I wasn't. I really, really enjoyed it. I was in for like an hour or something. He made some scones, which I thought would be horrible. Because don't you think that, like, everything that Miles does, there's going to be some trick to it? Essentially, I'm saying that I don't trust him. Is what I'm saying to you right now. But I thought they were going to be like, oh, I'll have some of that. And then they'd be full of, like, I don't know, stuff that'd give you dysentery or something. But they weren't. They were lovely. I brought some clotted cream in. I had a right little feast this morning, which, of course, is their healthy breakfast of champions. Scone and clotted cream at 7:30 in the morning or something. But it was really fun going in today. I had to pick a record. And if you've listened to that, what they do when they pick a record that they really, really love, that they really, really shouldn't. And then a record that they probably should like and everybody likes, but you hate for sort of no reason whatsoever. So the hate record was Red Hot Chili Peppers, which really split people. A lot of people tweeting me saying, oh, thank God you mentioned that. I think I hate them as well. Other people just sending me death threats, which is cool. But the Miley Cyrus thing, which you played out there, I was singing along to in the studio. He's like, come on, sing along. I thought everyone was going to sing along to their awful records, but no, just I fell for it. And he clipped it up and dropped it into our show. So thank you for that, Chris.